sign, but as you can see, there's several, appears to be on-premise signs there. And then these are other ones that I think we've tried to highlight. The three with the top are the billboards. And as you can see, there are plenty of on-premise signs there. And then this is another one where you see an off-premise sign, which the arrow is pointing to, and some on-premise signs nearby. And those are the ones we got as examples. So the alternate ordinance had proposed a 50-foot separation distance between on and off-premise signs. That was not in the alternate ordinance, but it was in the P&Z's recommended ordinance.
Yeah, I would incur the 50.
I can agree with that.
I think that was your point earlier, because there is no current separation requirement. That billboard that you've referenced is.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
Just so we're clear on that, too, that's for the construction of the billboard. There's no limit. If you have a billboard, you can put the on-premises sign if you have a business, right? And like if you have a new business, you're not prohibited from an on-premises sign because you're 50 feet from a billboard. You just couldn't put the billboard. Because I don't want to limit anybody's on-premises ability
correct.
To put a sign in.
Correct.
So we'll look at that.
That's our intent.
Yeah. Well, we'll go back and look at the ordinance to make sure.
Make very sure it does not affect on-premise.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a one-way street with the billboard.
On-premise is always is the priority.
Okay, so we're going to come back to that.
Right. I think that's something we can do.
So is that so? We are a yes on the number seven here?
No, we're going to come back.
Oh, we are going to
come
back?
Yes, except for us just making sure that the on-premise.
Yeah, but to make sure that the on-premise does not affect.
But for our purpose, we're good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay, the appropriate separation distance between static off-premise signs. Again, we're talking billboards, and the difference between the ones that are not electronic message center billboards, simply ones that are our typical vinyl-type billboards that we often see. It's 1,000 feet in the introduced ordinance. It's 500 feet in the alternate ordinance, 500 feet in the planning and zoning ordinance. The existing code is 300 feet. So there was an increase, and it seemed to be a consensus. Some increase was appropriate, just a matter of to what number.
Right.
So these are to be measured, and the consensus was to measure them on a lineal basis. So as you're heading northbound on Route 1, you're counting them northbound on Route 1 as a linear, not as a radius, which is how we currently measure. So that is a distinction to keep in mind. And using that logic, we had talked about the number, if you went down a linear mile on a road, how many you would have. So depending on the number of feet depends on the number of that you may have. There are some examples of some. This one, I believe, is by Nassau. There's two that you can see right there. I don't know how far apart those are, but if you were doing 1,000 feet, they're probably within 1,000. These are ones that are permissible under our current code. This is near on Marsh Road near Lewis. We've put arrows to the ones that are there. These are ones that were approved by the board last year. They all fit within the appropriate separation distances. So a little more than 300 feet separation between each of those.
So in less than 1,000 feet, we get
three of them.
We get three of them double-sided.
Correct.
Right. So basically you got six signs.
Correct. This is another photo of, I believe, an up-close version of that one. You can see the one and one of the others that was going up. Again, this is the one on Route 9 that shows the two. I don't know how far apart they are, but I would imagine less than 1,000 feet. This is the intersection of 9 and Route 1. You can see the one here and then the billboard across the way at Blue Creative Concepts.
Actually, sidebar real quick, Mr. President, just 10 seconds. But that lighthouse, I think I've heard some people before from within your distance make the comment that is... it's there, but there's also it has been a sign there advertising.
There's some plantings flowers.
Landscaping.
Spells out some.
Was it in a sign format where you could read it? Is that what it is?
Definitely letters.
Letters.
Yeah. Yes. It's a sign.
And there's an additional issue because there's actually, and I know Mr. Light's been involved in this, there's actually a projection of signs on the lighthouse that's been an enforcement issue. That
gotcha.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
And being able to
I've heard that comment from
coming.
All right.
This thing in front of you when you're trying to
figure
it out.
Okay.
Well, the alternate and P&Z says 500 feet.
Correct.
We're now 300 today in code, so that adds 200 feet to it.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I, as I said last time, 2 weeks ago, I would offer that we would go in increments of 300. Based on what we currently have, to me, I think for obvious reasons of doing math and just long-term simplicity, I would offer that we, whatever the decision is, we do it in increments of 300 because that's...
Explain this math to me. We can't understand if you 500 or 600.
Well, to me...
Why do you understand that?
Well, because right now you've got separations all based on 300s.
Okay.
So all of a sudden we throw an odd number in there, i.e. 500. In other words, my point is why I would offer, you know, 600 versus the 500, because it's double the current increment. It's increments of 300.
Because everything is already 300.
It's all based on the 300, correct. That's been the history for however many years, and to me I would...
And also at the working group, 600 was... discussed, and
I don't recall
anybody brought that up, but I know Bud brought up 600 because we were talking different numbers, and then
that was an area that it was
no consensus
right. As to the distance.
Yeah, I don't remember
one,
that.
One point to Mr. Vincent, I believe you asked a question as far as we're at 300 now, it's to 500. Why can't we do 300? At 300, we're measuring on a radius, so that would encapsulate more of a
right.
You know, the other side of Route 1 potentially. Now we're measuring linearly, so that's one of the distinguishing characteristics that we have.
No, my question was 500 versus 600. That's what
I got you. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Arlette, then are you proposing then 600 feet? Let's just try to...
I am, for static. I think we...
I'll take this position. I'd like 1,000, but I don't think I'll get 1,000.
You're probably correct.
I will. So I think 600, I think your increments of 300 make some kind of sense as I think about it. Might have to think about it all through lunch, but as I think about it, anyway, I'm comfortable with 600 feet.
Mr. Deaver, are you?
I want them as far as apart as we can get, and if that's the 600, which
what's better than what we got today,
we
and it's not as good as
all
maybe.
All right,
I don't think there's sentiment for that.
That would leave approximately 17 or 18 per linear mile, which is approximately what we have now.
How many?
About 16, or about 18 per linear mile.
Right. I mean,
right now we're about 17.
And
only other question is,
go ahead. You might want to quit while you're ahead. You got three votes.
Yeah, we got that.
I'd say go on.
No, I'm also my. When we get to the issue about two lane,
stop at 12:30. So
two lane and four lane roads. This would be on all roads.
Correct.
Distance.
Correct.
Okay, because. In my mind, I think there should be a distinction between two and four lane roads.
But
we measure.
We have that.
I believe we measure on a radius on the two lane and our.
Okay, go ahead. Just move on. Let's move on.
Before, because that was something that was discussed.
We're coming up to something about two lane roads.
Okay, so the next one is the digital ones. Is that correct? Okay. All right.
Okay, so. And we are focused in on just two lane roads, digital signs, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to throw this out. I think that there should be a prohibition against digital off premise signs on two lane roads in Sussex County.
Based on,
I think they're unsightly, I think they're not necessary, and I think that in many jurisdictions, if I'm not mistaken, Newcastle County. And Sam, you and I drove all the way down to North Carolina one time, and I tried to point out we didn't see any digital signs on their major highways. So digital signs aren't as prevalent as everybody leads us to believe. And I think on our two-lane roads in Sussex County, I'm not saying on-premise. On-premise signs, I think a small businessman needs to have every opportunity he can to, you know, to get people into his business. But when it comes to digital signs on two-lane roads like Route 9, 24, 17, I think we don't need, in Sussex County, digital signs. Static sign is fine with me.
I think it's just disrespectful to put them up on a two-lane road.
Anyway, that is my position,
I'm
sticking to it.
I'm not confident you'll get three votes on that one because I will tell you, to me, it's total discrimination against the business owner because... Whether it be static or digital, let them make the decision if they want to have that investment or not. I think here, we want to have some separations, but be it two-lane or four-lane road, again, you know, if the business owner decides to invest in a digital billboard, who am I to prevent him from doing that? More in that. Distance-wise, obviously, I think it's different, but to do a complete prohibition, I think, is a little extreme.
Well, it just shows, in my opinion, it shows the leadership. Mr. Arnold.
Okay, we appreciate your leadership. But do you have
let's
three...
Let's see if George is going to lead us there or not. Are you okay,
that's right.
You okay
no,
with something
no,
besides...
No, you take a strong position.
on two-lane roads.
I think the majority of the people in Sussex County would support my position of a prohibition of digital signs on two-lane roads, because I think the big ire that most people have in this county has been since the digital signs started popping up. We heard it, oh, they're so expensive, we won't see many. No, they're not that expensive. We're going to see them all over the place. And I think the impact on a two-lane road is much more so than a four-lane road. And in Newcastle County, I think you're only allowed to have them on 1 and 95. That's all you're allowed.
It makes sense. That would make sense.
I'm not comfortable.
That's off-premise only, Michael.
I'm not comfortable just saying you can't have them. I'm not comfortable with that. I think they'd have some kind of ability.
Right.
I would say this. I don't question that people have said something to George Cole or wherever, but I fall back. This is about our fifth time in this room, and I have yet to have one person in the public say anything.
What?
The public isn't showing up, so they can't be too upset with 220,000 people in this county and nobody shows up to oppose whatever.
Well, a lot of people work, and a lot of people assume we'll just do our jobs and address things.
What you think the job is might not be what we think the job is, or vice versa, right?
Mike, there's been a number of things over the years I think are important to do. And one of them, just we heard a little while ago about the unified pricing. Signs, I think, are important. Okay. I think your issue about trying to separate some of these things is important. I think it's all important. We're elected to make some good changes, and I think this is an appropriate change for Sussex County. We've got some two-lane roads, and we got some obscene digital signs flashing, and a lot of them do impact residential properties more so on a two-lane road than they do on these four-lane roads where everything's spread out.
We have a lot of communities.
That's my opinion.
Do we have a third person who wants to take away digital signs on two-lane roads?
Yeah. Do something for the county guys.
The answer to that, I would say, is no. So
Wilson, do you?
No.
It's a shame.
So
the question
I would,
is, what should be the
so
footage?
I would offer a compromise, Mr. Cole, to consider, to ponder, and maybe we can consider this over lunch.
No.
And currently we have agreed on a distance of 600 feet, correct? On billboards, mm-hmm. as we just discussed in the previous point. If you look over to the far right of number 9 here, the consensus reached that separation distance of 2,500 feet on, and again, four-lane versus two-lane. I would offer a suggestion of a compromise of 1,200 distance for the digital on any road, be it two or four. It's triple what it is, it is quadruple as what it is today. It is double on the 600 feet. And it allows for the community to digest this new digital billboard. And in the end, I think that is a good compromise, being responsible for the residents, because it's no longer 300, which it is today. And at the same time, once they go on, they're going to be in. I mean, somebody's investing $100,000 on one of these, they're going to be there. So I would rather have a difference between the 600 and the 1,200 to allow that opportunity to maybe retract as we see fit down the road. I would offer 1,200 as a recommendation.
Well, all I can say is when I ride around most two-lane roads in Sussex County, you're basically, they're more of our county roads, our rural, they're going through many rural areas, and we've got these things sitting out in the middle of nowhere, but all digitized in rural Sussex County. I think preserving a sense of rural Sussex County is important to me. I like the rural nature. I like riding out in the country. And I think that looking at a digital sign, and many of them, what we're seeing right now, have had numerous variances. And I'm stuck with it. I understand that.
Variances are different than what we're talking about here. That's a separate
what
topic.
What we've got is I think, it's in your face, and I don't like it. It's a personal opinion, and I think a lot of people I know don't like it. And I think if you put it to any kind of referendum, most people would prefer not to have them in these rural areas.
But at the same time, when you talk about rural, again, it has to be commercial, correct?
There is commercial property in rural Sussex County.
For an off-premise billboard, it has to be zoned commercial, correct?
Mm-hmm. I understand.
I think that puts to rest the rural piece, because in the end, we don't have much commercial, quote-unquote, in rural back roads. Very little.
We did have people in the past come in and say they were going to do mini storage or do something,
but
all we got were billboards.
But they would be permitted to have an on-premise That's separate than off-premise.
We never got a building. All we ended up with was the off-premise. We just got raw land.
Go ahead.
The 2,500 feet that we have in the notes,
mm-hmm.
isn't that the state?
That came from DelDOT.
So DelDOT, see, we're stuck with DelDOT.
On the DelDOT roads, it's 2,500.
Which are the four-lane roads.
Yeah.
So, Rob,
and
I don't...
And Route 9.
Correct. Route 9 is
but wait, you just said 1,200 feet. You can't on those four big roads.
Sure.
So basically you're saying we're going to have 1,200 feet on all these other, which is
quadruple what it currently is. Right. It's quadruple what it currently is.
Okay. So we still have on those four lane roads, Route 1,
yep.
13, 113. Mm-hmm. It's still 2,500.
Yeah, because that's not our jurisdiction.
But we ought to put that in our ordinance ought to reflect the same as the state. I don't know why we wouldn't.
It should.
Wouldn't.
On the four-lane roads, you mean?
Yeah, on four-lane roads, 2,500 feet should be in the ordinance.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we have right here is consensus.
And then my suggestion is on two-lane roads, we have none.
So let me ask you another question, which is...
No.
I live on one. I live on a two-lane road. I ask you for that.
Isn't that the opinion of the highway, what they say, so many feet?
Is that
really a law?
DelDOT has its regulations on that.
It's ordinance. Isn't that correct? Isn't that opinion of somebody's opinion says 2,500 feet?
No, they have a regulation in place that says 2,500 feet from variable message signs is what they call them. And on their roads that they care about, that's the distance requirement between them.
I don't believe it's just law. I believe it's ordinance.
It's a regulation, but they sure enforce regulations. Look at Denver; they got 4 million regulations.
But Rob, when they take a road like Route 1, coming down to the beach, right, and they're required 2,500 feet distance, and you're talking about these big, large roads, a lot of
sure.
whatever, and then we go down to the smaller roads, it's going to have a bigger impact. So if the state felt that 2,500 was appropriate on a four-lane road, I don't think we should be going smaller. It's just reverse logic to go smaller on a two-lane road at 1,200 feet.
Well,
why don't we suggest 2,500 separation on all roads in Sussex County?
That's better than prohibition.
Okay.
So maybe we need to table this one, a little more thought,
okay.
I'm thinking. But I think prohibition is not, I think there's three votes here for that, I don't think.
Well, I'm going to talk to Sam at lunch.
We're going to come back number 9.
I would remind everyone our discussions take place in the open in the council.
Yes.
We're going to come back to number 9.
Well, I can talk to Sam one-on-one.
Yeah.
Well, I won't talk to Sam. I'll threaten Sam.
Yes.
Another
issue that's not going to happen.
Goes along with that one that we just discussed was the difference between off-premise and electronic message centers and on-premise. That was not something that was really addressed, but it was something raised at our last meeting. We were discussing the issue about the separation. So that may be an issue when we come back to that next time. If we come back to that issue as well, rather than revisit it, and then we can discuss them all at once.
Mr. President, I'll propose that we move on our agenda and table the rest of this.
Good idea.
Till next week, because it's going to be on the agenda for next week.
Come back next week, right. Start with numbers. Where are we going to start? We'll start with.
Well, number 9, we tabled it, right?
Right.
Yep.
So okay. We had a couple of questions before, like the V signs and that kind of thing.
That's correct.
Some progress.
Make a motion we research.
Well,
No. No, it was proposed to move on the agenda. Continue on the agenda.